a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Now we're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Apostle Peter. And today we're going to explore Peter's vulnerability, at least part one. It says in Luke chapter 5, verses 3 to 7, that Simon had Jesus in his boat, and Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. And when he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they did this, they caught so many fish that the nets began to break. And they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Let's think about Peter's vulnerability here. Peter has limited reasons to trust this teacher, carpenter, rabbi type person. Why should he trust him? Jesus asks Peter to trust him in an area of Peter's own expertise, in that of fishing, of course. And Jesus asks Peter to do something which is, frankly, nonsensical. Peter complies with Jesus' instructions, and we do not know how he felt about it specifically. You can read things into the phrases here in Luke's gospel, but I know how, at least I think I know how I would be feeling, but we're not quite sure about Peter. But what we can see is that Peter trusts Jesus enough that his trust becomes the channel for Jesus to display some of his power. You see, when we talk about trust, we're really talking about faith. And in this context, as we talk about faith, we're really talking about vulnerability. It looks like Jesus is testing Peter's willingness to be vulnerable. Will he do something that makes no sense to him? Will he do something that makes no sense to any sensible person? Will he do something that will make him look foolish to his colleagues, his friends, his family, the crowd? There's a massive crowd there, isn't there? So what's really going on here? I might suggest it's not so much about the concept of faith, but about love in a way. Consider this quote from the book Prayer in the Night by Tish Warren. "True vulnerability is too tender to trust with any except those who love us most." In asking Peter to do this act, this fishing, this strange letting down the nets in the deep water, in the daytime, it looks to me as if Jesus is asking Peter the question, "Do you love me?" Trust and love go closely together. And that's the key question we see at the end of John's Gospel, which we'll come back to in a future podcast. What difference would it make if you saw living by faith as a call to live out your love for Jesus, especially when it causes you to become vulnerable? When we confess our sins, when we talk to people about Jesus, when we tell friends our deepest fears and feelings about our faith, or we offer help to the needy out of obedience to Jesus, we're making ourselves vulnerable. We're expressing trust and love for Jesus. So why not take some time today to ask God to strengthen your willingness to be vulnerably obedient to Jesus? I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your whole world inspired by God doing a new thing. So until tomorrow, take care and God bless.